I think it's just a shift in mindset from being a state that's raising a lot of commodity crops and livestock to a state that's thought about producing the food that we eat here.
Carrie O'Neill is the SDSU Extension Community Vitality Program Manager. For little more than a decade, she has watched the local foods movement grow and gain momentum in the state. And she has provided programming to support many growers as they work to produce food products that can turn a profit.
People are finding if they truly want to earn a living from raising local foods, there are ways to do that.
It all started for Stephanie Cavney when a friend wanted to start a farmer's market in Miller. Along with cattle, corn, and soybeans, Cavney also raises vegetables. She was gardening anyway, so she decided to raise a little extra to help her friend out. That was 8 years ago. Although it's not a big moneymaker, her garden does pay for itself, and Stephanie says it's rewarding.
I got hooked on it. I enjoyed going out, visiting with people, and bringing them a premium product. It's fun to visit with the other vendors and the customers. You can get helpful information from your vendors as far as gardening tips and recipe tips from your customers as well.
Much more social than conventional farming, Cavney says raising vegetables to sell at the Miller Area Farmers Market is also more work.
Your crops and your cattle kind of have seasons where you're doing more stuff with them. The garden, once you put it in, you're doing a lot more tending to it constantly.
And like the plants they are tending, growing food for profit is always evolving, explains Nancy Kirstein.
Kind of entrepreneurs and as farmers particularly, we always have to be adapting to the environment, not only like the weather and the growing conditions, but also just kind of customer demand.
Together with her husband Jeff, Nancy owns and operates Good Earth, a community-supported agriculture farm near Lenox.
The way that a CSA works is that you, as a shareholder, buy in to the farm before the season starts. And generally, we're done selling shares before we start planting. And the idea behind that is that we know exactly how much to plant, who to plant for, and then we have that literal seed money.
In exchange, the Kirsteins provide their shareholders with a variety box full of fresh vegetables throughout the growing season.
Over the years, we've kind of honed in on what we think people like and what we don't. There were some years where we were growing things like rutabaga, which grew really well, but wasn't super popular with the CSA. Plus, it's just a really weird vegetable.
Like Stephanie Cavney and Nancy Kirstein allude to, raising vegetables to market direct to consumers or through a farmer's market takes planning, a lot of work, and people skills, says SDSU Extension's Carrie O'Neill.
It's not something you just like plant and forget about. I mean, you need to think about that. A garden or a, you know, growing any kind of food really demands your attention often. You need to like people. You need to want to talk to people and maybe answer the same questions over and over. Just people want to hear your, you know, how do you raise your food? You know, what variety is this?
Seeing where their food is grown is also in demand, Nancy Kirstein explains. For years, Good Earth has encouraged their members to visit the farm on Highway 17 near Lenox. This season, they put in a pumpkin patch.
We do enjoy that community aspect of it. And we kind of know, too, that people are kind of far removed from farm life, that we just really want to be able to share with people, whether it's that nostalgia that they are looking for or kind of the experience of seeing a small farm in action.
In addition to picking pumpkins, visitors to Good Earth Farm can also gather eggs from the hen house and maybe even help harvest a few squash. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Rohde.